SBS Radio.
My guest is Nolan Hunter, Indigenous lead campaigner at Amnesty International Australia. We're talking today about a new development. The new ACT government has just taken a historic commitment to change the law in the territory and raise the minimum age of criminal responsibility, a move that's been welcomed by human rights organizations and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander rights organizations. Now, welcome to NITV Radio, Nolan.
Thank you.
What's your take on this latest development by the newly elected government, making a commitment to raise the minimum age of criminal responsibility in the territory?
It's definitely a worthy action to show, lead the way, I guess, and to make a decision in its own right and made commitments to look at raising the age. You know, we've been, Amnesty's been going through a process through the Attorney General's Committee. What it shows is that you don't have to wait for that as a process to get things done. And so the new government in ACT has shown leading by example to raise the age. And as we know, there is an overrepresentation of Indigenous kids. Amnesty has been campaigning for a while to raise the age of criminal responsibility for children, particularly Aboriginal kids, with that overrepresentation. You know, well done to them there. They're also, you know, we saw with the political outcomes in Queensland, it's an indication that people are ready for change. They, you know, the policy on tough on crime stuff didn't get up with LNP. It shows that people are ready for change, and the Northern Territory as well has committed to raising the age. So when we've seen what's happened at the ACT in terms of this commitment, you don't have to wait to get this process of the going through the Attorney General's committee to make things happen. It shows that states in their own right can take the lead here. It shows leadership, and it shows that the people are committed and ready to do this. I think the thing now is that people, this needs to occur. People need to act quickly, follow suit, and bring about these changes through those different states and those governments.
Yeah, the ACT has taken the lead, being the first one. We had these core ARG meetings. Attorney Generals actually decided to set up another committee to start hearing and re-study the thing that's been around for many, many years. How come the ACT is the one that has come up with a stronger commitment at this time?
I don't pretend to understand the machinations of government. I think what's critical is that it's really up to the voters to influence what occurs in government. It shows leadership on their part. I think that's the real issue, is that you can make important calls and commitments. The other point is to make is that it's been a long time coming, because Amnesty has been involved in this work about the in Australia. There's been this issue of overrepresentation of Indigenous people in jails, particularly with children. So it's not something that's just come up recently. This has been a long, long process. So I think what's different is that it really demonstrates that government can step up and take responsibility and control of the decisions they make to make things happen when it really counts. So I think, if I thought about it in the first instance, there's been enough discussion about this, and there's been enough opportunity, and people are aware. What it highlights is the voters, the people in Australia, conscious and aware of the issues facing Indigenous youth and the high incarceration rates of children. And so the Raising Their Age campaign has started to reach people, and people are aware. So I think that's what has occurred.
Can you give us some numbers just to put it a little bit more into context for our audience and our listeners?
Suffice to say that I do understand that the rate of imprisonment is disproportionate. I think it's something like 1 in 15 children in Australia, Indigenous children, compared to the rest of the population, of which something like half of those figures are Indigenous kids.
In your view, in your, within the discussions in the human rights organizations and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander rights organizations, do you see things really going much faster from now on in the right direction?
This highlights that there is a momentum in the people and there is a momentum with governments. If you think about the point I've made about different states doing different things to support the change or commitment towards raising the age and making a change. We've seen what's happened previously. There are examples around Australia, in Queensland, we've seen in the Northern Territory with Dondale. We've seen lots of examples. I think this is really about understanding that the time is now to act. There is a surge and there is a momentum of the people. Yeah. And we're hoping that the government understands this, the different governments in those states and territories and in Australia, to take heed and to take stock of what people, our voters out there that are wanting to see these changes. Look, I just wanted to reinforce that, you know, the Raise the Age campaign has had massive support around the country. So there's something like over 100,000 people that have signed petitions asking the government to act. And so we know, you know, this is doable. We can win this. And it's really important that this is a really important reform that definitely can change the lives of Indigenous kids around the overrepresentation in jails. So this is there is massive support for this.
Thank you so much, Nolan Hunter, for taking the time to talk to us today about this welcome development in the ACT commitment to raise the minimum age of criminal responsibility. Thank you so much, Nolan Hunter.
Great. Thank you very much, Patron.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.